The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Friday. It's Friday.
Hey, welcome to Friday.
Yeah, we're halfway through the... We're halfway through the month of January.
I know.
The January has been tough on me.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I mean, it has. You remember last February that lasted 46 days? This one, even though it's moving quickly, this has been a 30-day period.
Yeah.
That has just not been easy.
So much has gone on.
Oh, my gosh.
Personally and nationally.
Alliance Heating and Air is under the house today. The guy coming in to replace the garbage disposal is coming in today. I mean, this is continuous. And, yeah. And a big shout-out to Alliance Heating and Air. They are so good. And we have been associated with them like 16 years. And not just them advertising, but us using their services.
Yeah.
So, 7:06 in the morning news at the top of the hour is brought to you by... Make sure their mics are turned
off. They're off,
okay.
Yeah.
News top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex.
Yeah, would you want to know the national day?
I do.
Yeah, we have two of them. National Nothing Day. Imagine that, a day dedicated to doing nothing. And then Religious Freedom Day.
I can't imagine a day of doing nothing. It has not happened in my life in 16 years.
The best quote I ever heard in a movie was, I did nothing, and I enjoyed every single minute of it.
I would. I would like to take a week.
You told me that.
Yeah. I've planned it for 5 years. No, I'm still planning it. I just take a week off from everything. It has not worked.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. Maybe this year. It's an even numbered year.
I hope that worked out for you.
Yeah. Well, you'll know.
Because you'll be gone.
And nobody will call me. I'm leaving my phone on my desk.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Okay. Anything else going on?
National Fig Newton Day.
Okay.
That's about it.
Well, I like Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, my friends, the weather. We're going to have a high near 75 today. Sunny. Beautiful day. And this is going to go on for, through next Wednesday night. Sunny. Highs in the high 60s. Lows in the mid 40s. Just beautiful weather. And next Thursday, however, a slight chance of rain, but mostly sunny with a high near 60. So the weather's going to be beautiful. This weekend, sunny with a high near 67. Sunday, 66. Going to be a beautiful week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, owned by the Kenny family. Been in business over 30 years. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Has other payment plans. Really good people, Kenny family. And you can reach them at 530-365-379. And sitting across from me are these two distinguished gentlemen. Dr. Ron Reese. Good morning, Doctor. Good
morning.
And Randall Hempling.
Good morning.
He's one of my junior grade heroes. He's not up there with.
He's talking about my height.
Was it said? You have to hand it to Randall Hempling.
Yeah.
Because he can't reach it.
Because he can't reach it, yeah.
Anyway, we've been talking about this for a while. And, you know, the idea of that we don't have all the medical doctors and specialists that we need has been a well-known fact for years.
Yeah.
And Dr. Randall and I talked about it, and then Dr. Reese and I talked about it. And then they talk about it together because you two were were you both members of the Shark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for years. He, Ron still is, but I'm
okay.
Been
so
a year without.
What is the Shark, Ron?
Shark is the Shasta Health and Redesign Collaborative, and it brings together the leaders of Shasta Community Health Center Partnership Plan of the North State Dignity. All the leaders, and we get together and we try to bring the best out in our community for access for healthcare and promoting the residency programs. One of the most recent things that we've been doing is supporting a behavioral health campus and hospital. In our community, and that's a $200 million project that we've been sponsoring. We sponsor healthcare access, and it's a viable and very important part of our community. It's kind of low lying; you don't really see it in the news.
It's been around a while.
Since 2009. And it formed, interestingly enough, around mental health. And the hospitals pushing the problem of having all these people that had mental health needs clogging up the ERs. I mean, clogging is not the best word. They were utilizing a lot of service and service that really couldn't be provided to them. We were just warehousing these people because we did not have the psychiatric abilities at the hospitals.
And Randall Hempling was the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center twice. Retired, and then they brought him back for a 90-day stint until he could get everything going again.
Yep.
When they lost one of their CEOs. Yeah. So you're very familiar with this. Plus, you've been the head of the partnership health plan.
Yeah, I was chairman. I was on the partnership board for 11 years and then chairman for two of those.
So it's, you know, we both have got a long history in our medical system here. We want to talk today about, one of the things we want to talk about is the residency training programs that we have here in Redding and Shasta County. And we're going to do that as soon as we get back from this break, because I want to get started and have to take a break in this. So we're going to take an early break, and we're going to talk about today is how do we retain physicians or attract physicians here to Redding. And we'll be right back.
Good. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker tape designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments. Make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at WinRiver Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. In the studio to me today is Dr. Ron Rees and Randall Hemplin. And we're talking about medical care and, how do we get more physicians in here? Both of them are members of the SHARC, which is the Shasta County or the Shasta Health Council, something. And, but the thing is, they've been meeting since 2009 and they have doing plans, bringing in people and that kind of stuff. But we have a pretty robust residency program here, Dr. Rees.
That's correct. Yes, we have three residency training programs in Redding and Shasta County. Right now, we have a total of 54 physician residents that are here. And, I'll just explain the three programs. Mercy Redding Family Practice Residency Program, they've been here the longest. They were established in 1975. In fact, this is their 50th year anniversary. Very exciting. It's a three-year family practice residency program, 18 total residents, six per class year, and the program director is Dwayne Bland. And since 1988, when the program was transferred from Shasta General Hospital to Mercy Medical Center, they've retained about 31%. In other words, 73 graduates have practiced in Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama County at some point. Another residency program that we have is the Shasta Community Health Center. They were established in 2013. They, too, have a three-year family practice residency program. They're affiliated with the University of California Davis School of Medicine, as is the Mercy Redding Family Practice Residency Program. They have 12 family practice residents, four per year, and their program director is Amanda Mooneyham. And their 10-year retention rate is 34%. And the most recent residency program to come on board is the Shasta Regional Medical Center. They were established in 2023. They have a three-year internal medicine residency program. So this is internal medicine versus family practice. And their program director is Dr. Nanda Kumar. They have 24 internal medicine residents, eight per class, and they did their first graduating class this year. So we're excited to have three dynamic and, like you said, robust residency programs.
Now, but we're seeing like a 30% right. retention rate.
Yeah, well,
and we can't really even count Shasta Region because they just graduated their first class, but of that eight, seven applied for fellowships.
That's right.
And then five have been selected for programs in nephrology, rheumatology, and sleep medicine, and other things.
Yeah, internal medicine is the springboard for a lot of medical specialties.
Right.
GI and the whole bunch.
Sure.
Cardiology.
Sure. Okay. A robust program. And thousands of candidates, from what I understand, apply for these every year. Yet only 30% are staying. What can we do?
Well, and to correct a little bit,
okay.
at Mercy, their 10-year retention rate is 10%.
Okay, 10-year, okay.
Yeah.
The 10-year retention rate is, okay.
A lot of times you can retain them on the front end because they'll have deals will be made with them, income guarantees, and the like, and then after a bit, they decide they don't want to be living here or working here. They're just working off of debt.
Yeah, it says here since 88, 31% or 73 graduates have practice in Shasta, Siskiyou, or Tehama counties at some point. But right. the tenure retention rate, 15%.
Yeah, 15%. And a lot of that's Mercy has clinics at Siskiyou and Tehama County,
which is
good. I mean, that's good. They can keep them in system.
Yeah.
So that's why they end up there.
Okay. So we don't have. Oh, Ron.
So I think you have to realize that the residency match program. You just don't go out and say people that are interested in coming to Reading are the only ones that we're going to select.
Mm-hmm.
There's a match program, and the match program often selects non-local residents. In other words, 1,000 people put in their request, and we go, boy, we wish we could only have people from Shasta County accepting or people that are interested in staying in Shasta County accepting, but that's not the case. So you kind of get what the match gives you, and oftentimes the match may give you people from Utah or from Southern California.
Is there any way to, when you're getting, because there are lots of applications for each one of these programs. I mean, lots of applications. Is there any way that you can kind of go through them and say, okay, these are from California, Oregon, and Washington? Is there any way to kind of do that? Because,
yes,
they probably have families in those areas.
Yeah. You can get in on the front end of it. And try to get your applicant screened to that level. But the final say is, the final say is right there at the local level. You can look somebody straight in the eye and say, we're not going to match you. Or they normally get it by mail that they're not matched. You don't
know them
right then.
And oftentimes, people may play to the application process that they want to be here. And then after 3 years, there's all of a sudden I have $300,000 to $500,000 in debt,
mm-hmm.
and is all of a sudden Kaiser from Sacramento goes, hey, we're going to give you $100,000 signing bonus.
Yeah, we'll pay off your debt.
And we'll pay off your debt in 5 years. So that is very attractive. And I think the discussion here today is how do we create that financial environment, welcoming environment that they really want to stay.
Well, I think that's two different things. Two separate subjects. One, do they feel welcome? And two, what kind of financial assistance can we give?
Well, they're both, they're tied. You could pay me a lot of money and I won't go to some places,
That's what I mean. That's why.
They're not exactly separated. You can't, divide them too much.
But if I'm here on a residency and I feel really welcome in the community, and then I'm offered a bonus to stay here. It may not be as big as Sacramento. However, it's still because I really like the community and where I'm at. That could be the tipping point.
Well, you can do that. I did several, but one in particular at Shasta Regional is we have a surgeon here in town, a very fine surgeon, who in his last year of residency, I agreed to pay him a certain amount of money if he would sign that signing bonus, and I'd give him the money then while he was still in the residency program to guarantee that he would then come here.
Right.
And if he did not, he'd have to pay that money back. Well, it worked out beautifully. He's still here.
Well,
I did this deal 13 years ago, and he's still here practicing.
when we, it, I, you know, people say, well, pay him money to be here. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's a financial reality that if you have the average medical student has $300,000 to $500,000 in debt, that, you know, certainly we'd like to have purely altruistic people. And, and the residents that I know and I teach, I've been teaching for the last 40 years. They are fabulous residents. We're so fortunate to have the quality that we have. But there is a financial, one of the things I would like to promote is that where we get together with Shasta County, City of Redding, Partnership Health Plan, McConnell Foundation, Dignity. Chamber of Commerce. And we set up a fund. And we say, you know, here's a signing bonus of $50,000 or $25,000, just like Randall did with the surgeon. And we really, for example, that's happening right now in the police department.
Yeah, they're paying $60,000.
Right. Yeah.
For a police officer. I mean, they may not anymore, but they were signing $60,000 for a police officer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Shasta County was paying a bonus, too, not like that, but was paying a bonus for a police officer. Would we pay that much or more to have a physician that we know is going to stay here for 10 years?
I think, yeah, well, it's... It's,
or 5 years.
Yeah, what's the value of a human life?
Well, no, I mean, that's kind of what you look at is you've got, you know, we talk about public safety, but public health also is very important.
Yeah.
And if it takes you 3 weeks, a month, 6 weeks to see somebody, a specialist, or even, a general practitioner because they're just loaded with people, then, that $60,000 seems insignificant.
You know, that's part of the solution. But I also think that our local employment opportunities, we really need to have competitive salaries right out of the gate, and be signing maybe some of these residents up early with the future. You know, approaching them to say,
okay, what did you mean by that? They have competitive salaries. I mean, I understand bonuses, but so when they start practicing, they...
Right. For example, if the model now, unfortunately, is going away from private practice. It's going more towards an employment model.
It went away 20 years ago.
And now you've got, and you've got concierge.
Yes, that's right.
That, yeah, that you did not used to see.
Yeah. Almost all residents want to be employed. They survey them, medical students. They want to be employed. They want regular hours. They want specialists taking care of emergency rooms. They want everything else. And which is fine. I don't begrudge them that at all, but it's a totally different style of practice. And the business part of medicine, and Dr. Reese knows this as a private practitioner probably better than anybody, is a pain in the butt. I mean, it is a constant hassle. I'll guarantee he spends 25% of his time on business.
Oh, no, I have two brother-in-laws that are doctors. One just retired, and the other one. But it's very difficult for them, especially one of them, not to speak about government when he's trying to practice medicine. And he works 7 days a week.
Well, and insurance companies, which are government.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Okay. So we've got a... We've got a big concern here in Redding.
A big opportunity, Carl.
Yeah,
these residents are.
Well, no, I understand that, but we need to utilize those assets that we have right in front of us.
They're right in front of us, and we have these 54 incredible residents that are in our community. How can we come together, not just as one or two local hospitals, but how can we get together as an entire community? Shasta County supervisors, the city of Redding council folk. How do we come together and say these 54 people are vital to the health care of our community? One thing I would like to see is maybe the Redding City Council and the Shasta County Board of Supervisors declare a Shasta County Physician Residence Day. Maybe have some other supporting events that really highlight our residents. I think we need to connect them to our community. I think we are. Right now we have, if you look at any of the residency programs, the local doctors are contributing time and their education and rotations in their clinics. But I think we need a broader community buy-in to our residents.
Oh, no, I totally agree. Yeah. We've talked about this on the show before. Let's talk a little bit more about that after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairs, stone cutting, jewelry design, an outstanding selection of jewelry that's always changing in there. Everything you can imagine, if you know, from estate sales to Native American to just anything you can imagine at very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business here for over 30 years, voted best in the North State for the fourth year in a row. Four Winds Jewelry. They're good people down there. The only place that we go down to obtain our jewelry is there. They're really nice people. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Dr. Ron Rees and Randall Hempling.
To turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Give me the news, I gotta...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. I'm getting abused here by my friends, and they're just abusing me during the breaks here. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Now, we're talking about something, you know, we've been talking about this for a while, and I've talked to them about it, I've talked on the air about this, too, is how do we retain? We've got a extremely robust residency program here with 54 physicians going through these programs. And yet our retention rate is not good. It's like maybe 30%. Yeah, maybe.
10 to 30%.
Yeah, 10 to 30% depending on the program. And then Shasta Regional just started theirs in 23, so they just graduated their first class.
Yeah.
So the big thing is how do we keep these physicians here? Because we need GPs. And yet, that is all the internal medicine guys, that's your stepping stone, as you said, Randall, to go off and get into the specialties. Okay, so they go off for 2 years to a specialty. How do we get them back? So one of the ways we talked about is a signing bonus. We do it for police. We do it for sheriff's deputies. We do it for a lot of different, you know, organizations. I got a signing bonus to go work for a company one time.
I got a year's salary to leave. I got a year's salary to leave a company.
I wish I could have done that. But the other side of it is community involvement. And you mentioned something. Oh, my guest, Dr. Ron Reese and Randall Hemplin. Dr. Reese mentioned, he said, we should have a residency day at the city hall, you know, recognized at city hall and at the board of supervisors to let them know that, hey, we appreciate them being here. And I know a couple of supervisors listen to the show, and I think one or two of the city council does because I'll hear from them. I think that's a wonderful idea, but that's just the start.
Yeah.
Other things like, you know, but residencies, their programs, they're working, 6 days a week?
Yeah, they're working really hard.
And they're paid, by the way, through Medicare.
Yeah.
And the federal government has limited that, the amount that they're paying again. So these limit, you know, we need these residents all over the country, and they've said, well, it's like every other part of education, we're just going to not do that. So years ago, we had a problem in that we didn't have enough medical schools, and then we got medical schools, and then we didn't have enough residencies, and then the residencies, after they added to them, they cut them back about 20 years ago. They just cut back the residency programs as another austerity program, and we're still suffering from that, not having enough residents.
Do we have enough people applying for medical school? We just don't. Do we have enough medical schools to get them through?
Well, yeah, we end up with more doctors wanting residencies than there are residencies, so yeah.
And I would imagine, you know, it costs money to have your residents there.
Yep.
So, you know, it seems like the government would take a look at that and say, you know, let's take, you know, what are our priorities here? And if it's getting more doctors into the system, especially the rural health system.
I think one thing is to get more doctors who are reared in a rural system to want to stay in the rural system. I know the Shasta Community Health Center has a grow-your-own model that's just coming out. And what they're doing is that they're mentoring and supporting pre-med students, medical students, and the residency phase. So we need to be involved with scholars that are at Shasta College. In fact, I'm involved with one that's called Avenue M, and where it's they take college scholars who want to be physicians, and they align them with mentors, physician mentors in the community. And so I think grow your own where you have people that are interested in being physicians. They have their family here, they're connected here, and then when they finish their training, they then say, oh, my family's here, I'm going to come back and practice here. So,
yeah, I'll do my residency here, and then, you know, I think that's a wonderful idea.
Right.
I think the community can get more involved. This is my side of it, is I realize they're real busy, But we are, you know, if there is an event here, in my opinion, 54 tickets or 100 tickets if they have a wife, but, you know, a minimum of 54 tickets should be provided to those residents for everything that goes on here, from everything from the symphony to the Cascade Theater to John Stamey singing on the 20th down there in Red Bluff to the rodeos to the baseball games, everything.
That's a great idea. Yeah. That really everything involves the community.
And then the community gets into it, and I think that there's so many, you know, there's a lot of great people here in Reading. If, you know, you can invite two or three or four residents over for a barbecue. Mm-hmm. So they get to know people here, you know, and have a group of people there. And so we learn about the residents, but they also learn about here. And that takes, you know, that to me is, it's a minimal effort, the tickets. But then you reach out even more so that they start feeling like they're a part of Reading or Shasta County.
One thing is very important is that when you have a resident, you have a resident's family, and you want to make sure that either the wife or the husband of the resident, they have employment opportunities that are being presented to them. In other words, it's a whole family affair to keep them here.
I think, well, absolutely. I mean, the military has got programs, and it started probably in the last, well, I've been out for that long. Probably the last 25 years, where they have a special department set up for when, because you get moved around a lot in the military, that when you get orders to this new station, that they've got a department there that helps wives find jobs. You know, because they've probably had a job in the last place, now they've got to pick up and leave, and that they help them find jobs if that's what they want. But it's also support groups for them.
Now
I think that's something that could be established.
Well, we talked about these things before, and I'm going to suggest, I mean, you've mentioned you've thrown it kind of scattershot, all the different things. I'm an organization guy. That's where I come from. This is going to require organization, and that organization, in my mind, should be the Chamber of Commerce.
I agree 100% with you.
Yeah, because one, they're apolitical as it relates to the hospitals, to the community, the medical community. They just want to grow. This is a huge economic driver. So I would suggest that the Chamber of Commerce create a little subgroup specific to how to retain these people and then organize around the things that you described.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Because it's going to take a whip like that to do it, and I'll tell you why. And you've heard me say this before. Oh, they're playing my song out there. It sounds like it's an ambulance went by.
Yeah, it's going the wrong direction.
Yeah. The problem is it's going to take an outside entity outside from the healthcare system because, as you've heard me say before, the two hospitals don't talk to each other. They don't coordinate. They don't coordinate at all as it relates to these residency programs. So, you know, we're talking about the 54 residents as if they're a unitary group. Well, they're not. They're three distinct groups.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice if the hospitals kind of would agree that with the chamber's help, that they would have all of these people considered as one as it relates to trying to recruit them into the community. Because, you know, they will want to say, well, we want that doctor over here and we want that doctor over there in terms of the two hospitals because they compete with each other, and they more than compete or less than compete, however you want to say it, and that they deliberately do things that will not make things go well. Now, you add to that that we have to talk about the community itself and how it appears to the world, the healthcare world and the general world.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that we're really anti-public health here, you know, we don't believe in masks or vaccination. That's people's rights. They want to do that. But the outside world sees that. And then they see fights about issues of health and health care at the Board of Supervisors or maybe even at the City Council. That doesn't go well. So my only deal there is if people would just quit fighting so much on every issue at these things, it will show us as a better community. I mean, I stay here and fight in spite of that stuff. But I'm a political science major. I think that's, I love it. It's like a petri dish to me. But to other people, this is not the environment they want to bring their family to or come practice medicine.
Well, but I think that, you can say that there's arguments at the city council and the board of supervisors, mm-hmm. and there are, and there have been. And, you know, part of it was, you know, it all started around,
COVID. Yeah.
And it, you know, it turns out that a lot of things that were being told back then have turned out not to be true. But what it's done, it's caused that schism. So, and a loss of confidence, whether it's, you know, whether it's true or not, there's, but it seems like things have settled down though in the last 60
but that's,
days.
That would be my hope.
Yeah. I think it has, but you're right.
Settled down with the exception of perhaps the Board of Supervisors, or at least one or so of them opposing the mental health development here.
That's a story that's beginning to change.
That has changed.
So, in October, the behavioral health campus and hospital that's been, being promoted and applied for, it's a $200 million campus. Up until October, that was a 3-2 against that behavioral health campus. But now it's a 5-0-4. And I think something's very significant is that Kevin Cry recently declared at a Shasta County Board of Supervisors that he has a very aggressive form of colon cancer. So, now it becomes very important that we have a first-rate medical community, not only to take care of him, but hopefully he'll see a broader picture to take care of our community.
On the mental health thing, it did go to 5-0.
It went to 5-0.
5-0. So that right now is at least, you know, they put in for it and all that. So that's a move forward, a giant move forward, which we can use there. I saw his arguments against it and all these, and the head of the health HSA here changed from what she said. I need more information to saying we need this. And I think that had part of it too. Part of it may be an illness.
She heard from a lot of people.
Well, she did, obviously.
And she's a bright young lady and knows where her bread is buttered.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, it did happen. So
it did happen. It is happening. Yeah. And I think that we want to turn a new leaf. In our county supervisors unanimously supporting our healthcare initiatives in our community.
Yes.
I think behavioral health is one of them, very important. We can't just, this is a gift. If this happens in Shasta County, the grant, that's like the fairy godmother saying, here's $200 million, we're going to set it up. It's already well connected, and I think that our community really needs that. How can we transition from that to saying our residents are equally as important to stay in our community?
Absolutely. And then now you've got, Mercy's building a new cancer center here.
Yeah.
It's another big step forward. But what we have to really work on and concentrate on is getting the doctors to come.
Yeah, that's the deal. Mercy is building a center.
Yeah,
that's a field of dreams.
Well,
get the doctors now.
If you build
facility.
It, they will come. Yeah. Let's hope. Yeah. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite places, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Yeah, I know. How could it be one of your favorite places? Well, I'll tell you why. I get a chip on my windshield, and the first thing I do is drive down to 3208 South Market Street. I see Jeff Wurst, the windshield whisperer, and say, Jeff. And he'll say, don't worry. He brings it into climate-controlled area. He fixes it. I'm out. In, out, 40 minutes. Very reasonably priced. And he can do that on chips and cracks up to 2 feet in length. And he fixes it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances on getting your windshield broken, or you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden a crack goes all the way across your windshield. You're on your vacation now. So why not have Jeff Wurst look at it? You're not sure? Bring it in for a free inspection and analysis. 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 25 plus years, and it's a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Dr. Reese and Randall Hempling.
So put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from the Galilee.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Laugh War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Excuse me. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has Lions Heating and Air coming in, garbage disposal guys coming in. It's one of those days. It's January 2026, the 16th. But it's going to be a beautiful day, so that's great. I'm here with Dr. Ron Reese and Randall Hempling, and we're talking about retention of we have a very robust residency program here in Reading. 54 physicians. Now, two of the hospitals don't interact with each other very well. Shasta and Mercy. But we as a community need to step up and figure out ways of keeping these here, because our retention rate is not good at all. And part of it is, you know, a person will come here from New York. Their family's in New York. Everything they've ever done is in New York. They'll come here. They'll do a great job as a resident. Then they go back to New York. And there's different programs out there, like Shasta Community Health Center has Grow Your Own. We learned about that today. But there's, you know, we need to increase the number of doctors, especially internal medicine. And then a lot of the specialties, we need to bring them back too. And we're talking about different ways of doing that. And one of them is making them feel welcome. But the other thing is, my friends, let's get down to it, is there's got to be a bonus. We're into the bonus season right now, bonus round. And we can't look at, we can look at physicians the same way as we do police officers, that if we're paying $60,000 to get a police officer, isn't $60,000 worth to get a physician that's going to stay here for a minimum of 5 years, I would say.
Yeah, I think, the return on investment would be fantastic, but you still have to change some of the structure of how doctors are employed. And Ron and I have had this discussion, not really a discussion, it's more like he's wrong, about the what's called the corporate practice of medicine in California, which effectively precludes a doctor from working directly for a hospital. And then they end up having to do all these workarounds, creating
clinics.
The reason that Mercy has their foundation up here is they literally had to run it's a total gerrymander, because all of the services that you have within your foundation need to be in a kind of a contiguous area. So they ran up I-5 and said that this pod up here would be part of, and this was years ago, and it's fine. I have no problem, because it brought a good operating practice into town. But when the employer here, for instance, Mercy or Shasta Regional, when they restrict their doctors to only working at their hospital and not being able to serve the community as a whole, it becomes problematic. And that's one of the things that I would wish would change, that any doctor here in town could apply for and receive privileges at either hospital, admitting privileges. Because once a patient is admitted to the hospital, they're turned over to a hospitalist anyway. It's, you know, the doctors that are in the family clinics the others, they refer, or they can be the admitting, but it's usually taken over by a hospitalist.
We've got 2 minutes, 30 seconds. So Dr. Reese, you've got the final say here.
You know, I really like the idea of a welcoming community, and even though there's some contention in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, I find that is not reflective of how wonderful it is to live here and practice in Shasta County. I mean, the things that I'm seeing in our community, downtown revitalization, Reading Public Market, our outdoor bike and recreation opportunities, nearby national parks, you know, those, you can't replace that in Oakland. You can't replace that in San Francisco. You can't replace that in Los Angeles. We are sitting on a gold mine of an incredible place to live, both for the resident and their families. And I like the idea of Randall's to incorporate our local
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, Chamber of Commerce to get this going. But I think we can't wait for the Chamber of Commerce. I think we have to move forward with Shark, be here on your talk show. So.
Uh-huh. No, we need to push this out. And like I said, Todd Jones and I, and another person, guy here in town, we talked about this on getting, how do we do this? And, you know, what programs are out there to make them feel welcome? But I think that's a good idea. I'm going to talk to Todd. Have him listen to the show today.
The Chamber took the lead a few years ago with 10 things or 20 things to grow and improve the community.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Under
and
Jake
look what
Angus.
Happened.
Well, the first thing that they had on their list, Garden of Lights.
I know. That's
and,
what
and
I mean.
And we did it. We ran with it, and it's been a great success.
The Chamber is
proven to be successful with this type of thing.
And, you know, and the thing with this is, even though we're in a somewhat of a budget crisis here at the city, a lot of this will come from businesses and other groups that, you know, it's not going to cost the city a lot of money. And if we, you know, we spread this thing out. So, well, I so much appreciate y'all being here today. It won't be the last time we talk about this. So, yeah. Have a good one.
Pick a date. Thank you. Pick a time. We'll be here.
I'm not sure if my guest is going to show up. I don't see them, but usually they don't get here till like 4 after. So it's House of Realty. Anyway, we're going to take a break for the news.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It was another night of demonstrations in Minneapolis, but authorities say they were more subdued after the governor and mayor implored protesters to remain peaceful. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defends the actions of all ICE agents, some of whom have used aggressive tactics.
Every single action that our ICE officers take is according to the law and following protocols that we have used for years, that this administration has used, that the previous administration used. They are doing everything correctly.
President Trump still considering invoking the Insurrection Act that would mobilize U.S. troops. A South Korean court has sentenced former President Yoon to 5 years in prison on some charges related to his imposition of martial law. The verdict is the first against Yoon in the 8 criminal trials over the decree that he issued back in 2024 and other allegations. Prosecutors say former NCAA players are among those facing charges over rigged basketball games.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season in what they call a scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. U.S. Attorney David Metcalf.
They would bribe said player to deliberately underperform so that his team would lose by more than they were favored to.
Of the defendants named in Thursday's indictment, 15 played basketball for Division I NCAA schools as recently as the 2024-25 season. 5 others were described by authorities as fixers. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Negotiations are taking place aimed at ending the nurses' strike in New York City, which began Monday. Hospitals have hired thousands of temporary workers to keep emergency rooms and other facilities open. More at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Now that we're finally into the new year, a lot of us are thinking about taxes, home projects we've been putting off, ways to get ahead financially in 2026. Now's the perfect time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. If you want to lower your mortgage payment, they can help you refinance. If you need access to cash for home improvements or to wipe out high interest debt, their fixed rate line of credit is one of the best tools out there. Fast approval, predictable rate, and flexibility to use your home's equity wisely. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next 2 mortgage payments. Imagine starting big projects or paying down debt with 2 months of breathing room. My family and I have used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Take control of 2026. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Or call 800-510-MIKE. That's 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing under NMLS number 819382.
More mini fridges are being recalled by Curtis International, with nearly 1 million products now on the list.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission warns that the mini fridges have electrical components that can short circuit and ignite. Owners are urged to stop using the fridges and visit the company's website for refund instructions. Curtis International says the fridges were made between January 2020 and December 2023. The newly recalled model was sold in-store and online at Target. The Frigidaire-branded products recalled last year were sold by retailers like Walmart and Amazon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a trade deal involving $250 billion in new investments by Taiwan's semiconductor and tech companies in the U.S. In exchange, the Trump administration will cut tariffs on Taiwanese goods. News and analysis at townhall.com. Things are looking up for a company that's helping to keep the AI revolution booming. Bob Agnew reports.
Taiwan-based TSMC, the world's largest computer chip maker, says it plans to increase its capital spending by nearly 40% this year. That's after it reported a 35% jump in its net profit for the latest quarter. TSMC is benefiting from strong global demand due to the boom in artificial intelligence. Bob Agner reports.
Social media companies have revoked access to about 4.5 million accounts identified as belonging to children in Australia after the country banned platform use by those under age 16. The law took effect last month. Platforms like Facebook, YouTube, and X face hefty fines if they fail to comply. Officials say the measure is encouraging, though some young users have found ways to bypass the restrictions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is shepherding Alliance Heating and Air and other people that are repairing our HVAC system today. And they were, in fact, they should be showing up any minute now. Today, the 16th of January, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here. Good morning,
hey,
buddy.
Good morning, yes.
And it's national, what was the last?
Fig Newton.
Fig Newton Day.
Yeah.
There's a few others, but Fig Newton
That's the important one.
Yeah. Will suffice. Okay. Weather. Hey, it's a beautiful day. It's going to be 75. Can you believe that? Sunny, 75. And tonight, a low around 46. And it's going to be sunny all the way through next Wednesday. On Thursday, a slight chance of rain. Mostly sunny with a high near 60. That's next Thursday. But everything in between is going to be sunny, high 60s, and at night in the low to mid 40s. Beautiful weather.
Nice.
Get so much stuff done outside before we hit our going from 70 to 104.
Yeah.
I hope we get some rain in between.
Yeah, that would be good. You know that we've had lots of rain, but we need this kind of a continuous soft rain. You know,
like,
one day
oh,
a
then
week.
We yeah, make a Seattle.
Not every day. No, I'm just saying maybe once a week in the evenings.
You know, we get the same amount of rain as Seattle does. Do you know that?
What?
We get the same amount of rain as Seattle in terms of inches. Theirs is like that constant fog, drizzly stuff.
Yeah.
And we get torrential rain occasionally.
The sun doesn't shine there.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I think that explains some of the things that happen to the people in Seattle. As soon as they get out of Seattle, they change.
We were up there and went up on the Space Needle. This was about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a gentleman up there who said, would you take my picture with Mount Rainier in the background? I said, sure. He'd been coming there for 30 years, been up that tower maybe 100 times, and had never seen Mount Rainier.
Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business in Anderson. Been in the business like 30 years. The third generation of the Kinney family is involved in working there at the company. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They help so many different people in need. You talk about being silent angels. They're out there doing a lot of stuff for our community, a lot of stuff for veterans. And there are good people down there at Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So Randall's hanging on here. Randall, yes. Let's talk about other things. We've been talking about the our residency program and retention and all that, and we've talked about that. You travel a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. I was raised without a lot of wherewithal. You know, I didn't have a store bought shirt on us until the seventh grade, and I was so proud of that button down shirt. I think I kept it till through Halloween out
maybe even college
three or four times. Yeah, if I still had it. But we never really traveled as a family, and you know, I always worked. I started like picking cotton and setting pins at a bowling alley and all that back when I was 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years old. So we love to travel and we are destination travelers. We don't just travel like, I know a lot of people that love to just go get on a cruise ship and sail in the Caribbean and they'll do it 20 times.
Yeah.
And if you've been to a Caribbean island, you've been to all of them. I mean, they're virtually all the same. So we don't do that. The only time
you go to Barbados and then there's a chance you get mugged.
The only place we go routinely, is to Las Vegas because we used to work there and we have friends.
Yeah, you have friends and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do that. But, we're about to go to, Bucharest. In
Romania,
yeah, and go see Vlad's castle and all that, and then sail back up to Budapest.
Well, Cameron's on his way in. He's got installed out there someplace, and you needed to talk to him anyway. You wanted to talk
to
him.
Yeah, I want to talk to him about
But that's, you know, that could be a subject because my in-laws are in the process, and what we're talking about, you reach a certain age, and you realize, okay, maybe the house I'm living in may be a little bit, it's getting too big for us. And so now you got to start talking about downsizing and things you've accumulated over the years. They travel a lot too, did. And so they've got all types of stuff. And so, you know, they're looking at, going in maybe to a 2-bedroom place and, something probably half the size they're in now.
Yeah.
So half that stuff needs to leave.
In our case, it's a lot more than half.
Yeah. Well, we threaten to do that every year get rid of so much stuff, but we don't.
Well, we're doing the reality thing now. I mean, this is my older brother died last year. He was 90 years old, and he was a hard drinking, hard smoking foreign correspondent. Had been shot at, wounded. He was in Mogadishu. He was in Central America when Commander Zero got blown up and he was blown up with him and he would not give up the ghost. And they did every kind of medical procedure they thought they needed to do and they kept doing them ad infinitum. And I was getting angrier and angrier because all he did was suffer. There wasn't a bone in his body that wasn't brittle. He and his wife stayed in the same place and then she had to put him into a home because he had become unmanageable, not just from a physical standpoint, which is mean and all, but that happens to people as they're coming to the end of their life. And Barbara and I have made the decision that when one of us requires the other to provide maintenance and everything, like care getting in and out of bed and this kind of stuff, we're both little old people. And lifting her or her trying to lift me would just be crushing. So we've made the decision when that time comes, when it looks like one of us is going to be in that need, We're gonna sell the house and move into not necessarily assisted living, but into a senior community that might have that available.
Yeah.
But we want to plan and program that now, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to see Mr. Middleton today is to talk about just how we would do that and have him look at our house and all this kind of stuff.
Because what we're talking about, like Linda's parents, down in Sacramento,
94,
and she's gonna be 93 here in a month or two, and he'll be 95 in July. I've been talking to them in the most general way about what's the plan? what's the plan here? Well, and they just, blow us all off for day for kids. But now, June, Linda's mom called and said, we're going to downsize because, this house is getting to be too much and we're going to, downsize. Like you're thinking about, at some point we have to do it. So they're talking about that. So I think that's maybe something that when we come back from this break that, Cameron, we'd like to ask you some questions about that because you probably see that a lot.
Yeah, of course. I know even at their age, I know that early, about a year ago, the plan was you guys buying some good acreage out in Palo Cedro and having Linda's mother take care of all of it. I remember there were rose gardens, there were bushes over here, trees, all kinds of things you wanted her to maintain daily,
that was about 3 years ago. And you know what? To this day, Tom still talks about that house. He goes, you should have gotten that house. I said, Tom, we could have. We were putting an offer in, and then somebody bought it from underneath us. And because it would have been all of us living together, but it was. Linda still talks about it. Buford, We're going to take a break right now.
No.
Buford.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934. And guess what? We're not just a store. We're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctors' offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. Judy started her business back in 1993. It's not her first rodeo. And she knows everything there is to know about insurance. She is, you know, we went in there one day and discussed all these different things the state should be doing but doesn't. And it's incredible the amount of knowledge they have at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, and we were just talking about that, that's my alarm. People are ringing the doorbell, which means people are coming in from Alliance Heating and Air to get underneath the house to replace a duct. But if you're looking on second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. We do business with Judy. I have business insurance there and life insurance. Real happy. Maximal Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty, but Randall Hempelane hung around because there was a unavoidable delay in Cameron being here right at 8 o'clock.
There's a scene in Mr. Mom, if you've ever seen that old movie with Michael Keaton, and he where he goes to drop the kids off at school, and there's an argument with the crossing guard about north to drop off, south to pick up, get with the program. So we, I went and dropped my son off this morning, and we definitely have some parents that are not with the program on the north to drop off, south to pick up.
So. Well, that's why you put the cattle guard on your truck. So you just kind of push them out of the way.
You know, that's a heck of an idea. I think I'm going to outfit the Durango this weekend. So
we had an incident kind of like that in Baghdad one time. And
yeah, about the same
car
thing.
Pusher comes in real handy.
Yeah, I think the opening of school. The school day is probably pretty similar to Baghdad. I haven't been there, but I got to imagine it's got to be it's armed conflict.
You'd be surprised because those little kids you see run around the streets, these urchins, when school starts, they're all in dark trousers and white shirts, little red bow ties. They're everywhere, at least that area of Baghdad, and which was people were safe where we were at. And all this, I was amazed too.
It's that way in Europe, right? Yeah. Almost every school in Europe, they're all in uniform.
Yeah, in their little uniforms.
Yeah, Norway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, Randall brought up something, and you two have been talking about it. As we age, we need to think about the future. And at some point, we don't get out of it. Nobody gets out of here alive. So. At some point, we need to think about downsizing if you're in a larger place and moving to a place where maybe there's more amenities and it's easier to live. And that was his point, and you two have talked about it. But, Cameron, do you see that a lot?
Absolutely. And the thing that can happen, and I've seen this now here multiple times just in the last year, remembering from my father-in-law and other clients as well, is when oftentimes mobility can take a turn. And I know that happened with my father-in-law. He had a wonderful two-story house on 12 acres up in Fall River, actually over by Dana, near on MacArthur Road. Great spot. He loved it. I mean, it was just, he lost his wife about 10 years ago. And to have a place like that was always his dream. Just great to have the acreage, have the elbow room. But mobility became a problem. Had an issue with his foot, then the hip, then the knee. Now all of a sudden he's got a two-story house. It's not effective, and he's having difficulty to get upstairs. He's having difficulty to get around the property, and so we did have to sell it, and it took some time being in that kind of location. So that's something, too, where if you're saying, hey, okay, this is the house I'm going to have until I'm going to maybe have mobility issues, look at that in advance. I have some clients as well on another listing, and he's starting to have the mobility issues. It's a two-story, very split-level house, wonderful property on 3 acres, but to get into the house, front stairs on the front deck to get to the front door, steps onto the back deck to get into the back door. So same thing through the garage, steps absolutely everywhere, and it's really becoming an issue. So it's certainly something to look at, but it's even, I mean, obviously if you're going to live in a house for, 20, 30 years, that's a bit different, say you're at my age. But it's something to take a look at. And also, what we see here, and this is unusual compared to so much of the rest of the country, single story versus two story. We have very few single or two-story homes here. I remember when I lived in Seattle, when I was a little kid for a little while. So many of the homes, three stories with a basement. Not uncommon. A lot of parts of the East Coast, even Bay Area.
I lived in a townhouse in Old Town Alexandria. It was one, two, three floors and all stairs. And, it was not meant for people that had any type of mobility problem.
And so we don't run into that a lot here, but a lot of people that I know, that we've run into buyers, love a two-story home. They're absolutely fine with it. In many areas of the country and even in the state, two-story home is standard. It's very common. It's not a big deal. But around here, you want to watch out because you can lose a number of potential buyers when you go to sell on a two-story home. So we have mostly one-story homes here in Shasta County and in Redding, but really that's a factor as well. And I think the other one too, when it comes to talking about downsizing, is maintenance. So for a lot of people, it's maybe not just the house itself. It's the maintenance around the house. I mean, our neighbors next door, they're on a city lot. Wonderful people. They're seniors, and he's starting to have a lot of mobility issues. And, you know, anything we could do, of course, to help them out with some of the yard maintenance. They have a beautiful front and backyard. It's very small, but even that is starting to become a burden.
Okay, so when should that planning, I guess, and that's the nebulous part, because you are thinking ahead, because you don't have any problems now.
Well,
more than your regular problems.
We're both getting older, and our mobility is going down, but we're realists, too. We're both brought up in the healthcare system.
And you want to be able to make the decision before it's forced on you. That's the big thing.
My wife has to make the decision by herself or me by myself.
Yeah.
You know, we want to get all this stuff done and be happy with it. And you know, obviously we have to figure out how to take care of the dog. I mean, that's the most important thing.
Well, you know, the thing is that you've lived in a house for 10 years even. I'm not even going to say 20 or 30. You accumulate stuff. And, I mean, I didn't used to have stuff until I got married. Now I have lots of stuff, mainly Linda's stuff, but still lots of stuff. I think the first thing is one of the first things you should do is start downsizing and starting to kind of clear that stuff out. Or what would you suggest, Cam?
Again, if you're anticipating some of these mobility issues, look at what's going to be tough to move. This is what I see. So one of the things that often are a hard time, it's not having to move some artwork maybe or some books or some things. It's the gun safe. I mean, really, it's the large, heavy items. It's larger pieces of excess furniture that people may have. You've got that extra reclining chair over in the corner that nobody really uses. Something like that. That you're going to have to pay people and bring them in to move that if you have a mobility issue down the road. So really look at the larger things. A lot of the small stuff you can just go around and pick up and put away. That real clutter. But look for the things that are heavy, that are high up, that are difficult to move, that will be difficult to move down the road. Those are the types of things. The other one too, a lot of people, I mean, I see it all the time, is it all ends up in the garage. I mean, my dad, he won't mind me saying this, he stated this multiple times. When the time comes to move all that stuff out of his garage, which I think in, let's see, 35 years at that house, he's probably moved, they probably had a car in there, one car and a two-car garage total, I'd say 6-7 months out of 35 years now. So a lot of things can end up in the garage. My dad has stated multiple times when it's time to move, it's going to be a 5-gallon can of gas and a match. That's how he's going to get rid of it. So it is amazing the stuff that you can, you know, that you can accumulate and hold on to.
And things in your own house, you just, you know, you accept them because, you know, you've put them there and all that. But when you come in to sell it, that house is cluttered. And that's one of the big things that I've read for years is spaciousness when you're selling your house. That when people walk in, and they can see the room, they can see the walls.
They can visualize their stuff in
there. Yeah, they can visualize their stuff.
Now, I've started a little project. Every time I take the garbage out, which is normally once a day, I take something out of the garage and throw it away.
Wow.
Throw it away with it. And I've got 3 or 4 years worth of stuff that I can still do that with. I have books that I had in graduate school. So I finished graduate school 58 years ago. So how current do you think those are?
Well, what I do and you're getting yours here any day now, Cameron, is I take stuff that we don't use, and it's just kind of like the books and everything, and I give them to presents to people. So you're going to get, you're going to get 5 years of Western Horsemen.
I have cards.
It's going to be delivered to your house. And that's the other thing. Or you just, you wrap it up and you just kind of like leave it in an unlocked car. There you go. They clean out the whole car for you. Yeah. And then they take your trash.
Yeah. In fact, I remember I used to do that when I lived in Berkeley. I remember we would move from one place to another, and I always worked summers at the salmon canneries up in Alaska. So I had to move out at the end of every school year, then move back in. But, you know, at the end of the year, it was one of those, you just would leave your furniture or excess things on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And let people come and take it. What my dad taught me was, don't ever put a sign on it that says free. Because then nobody will come and get it. You put a sign on it that says $20, and then you leave. It'll be gone in 2 minutes.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Never had a bad haircut there. I found him in 2007, and I've been going there ever since. I can make an appointment, so I can make it work on my time. So I can roll in, get a haircut, roll out, or I can just hang around there, which I do sometimes, and read, catch up on my old issues of Saturday Evening Post. It's kind of a cool magazine. And I do that by either calling them at 530-244-9478, or I go to Booksy now, coming into the 20th century, whatever century we're in. And you can, I mean, literally look out to a year and set the time and make your appointment. And then Booksy sends you a text and an email saying, got a haircut today. And that works pretty good, too. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great one. It's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Cameron Middleton and Randall Hemplin.
I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good, and we'll all be feeling fine. La 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 la, 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 la 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 la.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments. Make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you?
At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 642.
Everybody calls us.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96 by Randall. Randall's taken off. He was covering for Cameron.
Okay.
What are we doing now with real estate this month? You know, the MLS, how the listings, and I just saw some place where the interest rate's going down again or something like that.
So they've come down, and the Fed made some rate drops, which were anticipated. At the end of the year. And so being able to make those rate drops, the current Fed has basically said, we're going to hold off on any future ones here for the short while.
Sure.
So, and again, as we mentioned before, rates really don't follow exactly with what the federal funds rate does, which is what the Fed determines. It really more closely aligns with the 10-year treasury. And the 10-year treasury is sort of because it's considered in a way a base rate, a risk-free rate. So right now, and I'm not sure exactly where it's at this morning, but it's in the low fours. So from that, oftentimes mortgages, because the 10-year treasury is market-traded, so it really represents, it's kind of a,
yeah.
What do we say, it's a leading economic indicator, which means that it's kind of a benchmark or a way to look at the market's anticipation of the economy. So if the economy looks like it's doing better and it's getting hot, that 10-year treasury will go up.
Mm-hmm.
That yield will go up. If we look like we've got doom and gloom and the economy is going to go into recession or worse,
it goes down.
It comes way down. So that's what brings rates down and rates up.
Well, I've heard that 6% mortgage is going to be the norm for the near future. That people should just, you're not going to see that 2% again for a while, if ever. So that people just need to kind of lean into it and say, yep, well, that's what I'm going to be paying.
Well, and to get rates back into the twos or threes, what it would take is really a severe economic downturn.
Yeah, and we don't want that.
I mean, the last two times we've had severe economic downturns, which were, you know, the crisis in 08, 09, that really led to the Great Recession, and then, of course, during COVID. So,
yeah.
You know, great economic hardship brings.
And that's when we refinanced during COVID.
Refinanced.
And,
yep.
And got that 2.25 or something like
that. Usually when people did it.
Which, by the way, is assumable on that VA.
Which is rare. Which is very rare. It's only the VAs that really do that. And so, you know, that is a selling point for those people that have that. Absolutely. And currently, inventory is back down. So some of this is seasonal.
Oh, okay.
But it really is, I think, more than a seasonal shift. We actually cropped up above into the 900s and above 1,000, last year. Now we're back down into the 600s. So again, we always see a seasonal adjustment down around now, but I would anticipate too throughout the month of January or end of February is when you start to see people put them back on.
Okay.
The other thing around here is as we get into March, and get into springtime, that's really when properties around here, a lot of them, especially ones outside city limits, can really start to shine.
Yeah.
In some places, I probably shouldn't say this, but in some circles or in the industry, it's called sucker grass. You know, I hate to say it. You go out to, you know, Cottonwood or something, and you're just driving down I-5 down there by the, yeah, by the scales off Bowman. You know, you look out there and it looks like the rolling green hills of Ireland. It's beautiful in March and April, and people will be driving through or come up from LA and they'll see that and go, oh my God, look at all this grass. This just looks absolutely beautiful. So that's when the it really shines. People jump in, they go ahead and buy, and then of course, you know, July comes and it looks like, well, Cottonwood. And so, you know, in terms of seasonal, but that usually leads to an increase in listings. Now, nationwide last month, sales were up 5.1% nationwide.
Okay.
So that I think is showing to just an overall national trend that people are starting to transition. You know, they've been stayed in the same house now for quite a while. They've stayed put, often because of interest rates, other reasons. But in life, stuff happens. You have, you know, people pass. You have divorces,
downsizing,
yeah, and
kids leaving to go to college.
All sorts of reasons, job changes, yeah, things happen, and people need to start, that inventory needs to start rolling over. Now, I would be, we have an interesting, like I say, that we were talking earlier about the rates and the 10-year treasury. I think obviously when, Chairman Powell's, term is up as Fed chair, a new one is going to be installed. I don't think he's probably going to get reappointed. And they're going to have a directive from the president to probably lower rates some more. So that may bring that down. It may lead to rates dropping down into the fives. And if we see rates again with five in front of it, just psychologically,
yeah,
I think that may have a it's going to lead to more buyers. But it's also going to lead to increased inventory. And I think we're going to see people say this is the best
like,
it's going
to get. It could be a 5.9, and it's kind of like, oh, you can buy this for 10.99. Well, it's really 11. But it's still, first thing you see is the 10.
Psychological.
It's psychological. Now, what about buying down Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Wasn't there some kind of plan that they were going to do something? Have you seen that?
Well,
I kind of saw it, and I don't know if that was just kind of one of those boop.
There's different things that have been kicked around with that, but I don't, in terms of how it's going to fundamentally change for buyers is a little complicated. I would say the rate drop will be one. And here's the other thing too. And I mean, and I'm careful about this because I'm no longer in mortgages. You can also buy down your rate. So a number of times people work into contracts, buyers will work into contracts that, you know, they even may want the seller to cover some of the cost for it, but rate buy downs are also very common.
Okay.
So you can pay a half point, that type of thing, bring that rate down. But keep in mind, and this is very important, it's about more than the rate. So you'll see people when if it does drop back into the fives, they will go, hey, the rates are now, like you said, 5.8, 5.9. Great. Now I can afford, I can buy a house. Well, okay. You really need to look, how much is your monthly payment changing? And a lot of times it's not, they may go try and buy more house. They may do, you know, the insurance is going to go up. They're not looking at the tax implications.
Electric.
All kinds of different
insurance.
Things.
You know, I don't even look at your mortgage and, you know, and the stuff goes along with it. You've got to look at all the ancillary costs that are hitting you, especially if you're going to live outside of Redding. If you get out in Palo Cedro, I mean, can you get insurance? How much is it going to cost? What about your electricity? Do you want to spend $800 a month for electricity, then plus trash? I mean, it's things that you all have talked about here on the show that you add all that on, and that $2,500 mortgage payment is in reality closer to $5,000.
Yeah.
When you add all that on.
And just general maintenance. Yeah. Number of times I see first time home buyers that don't take into account somebody's got to come by on Friday and repair the duct underneath the house.
Yeah.
Which, again, that's, it's, something you gotta throw out for or remove.
Yeah, Alex is in there. Alex has lived through this with me. At first it was the a board that cost a great deal of money, and then the duct collapsed during the rains. And it was like, geez.
The tree, the fence issue, the sewer thing out in the outside of the alley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We live in a house that was built in the 40s and 50s. So, I mean, we expect that kind of stuff, but not all at one time. And so it's been an interesting month of January, that's for sure.
Here's the other thing I will bring up when you start talking about rates and talking about maintenance and getting your home ready for sale. You know, I'm never advocating for people to go into more debt, but, you know, this is the time of year as well where, speaking of heating and air, now's the time. If you think you've got an HVAC system that is on its last legs, it's past its useful life, and you've been playing chicken with it every summer, you know, for the last handful of summers, whatever it is, now's the time to look at replacing that. You really want to shoot for, you know, I remember we did ours, 2 years ago, I think, and we did it in February. Now's the time. You get into summer, and you wait until it goes out.
The compressor goes.
Right, the compressor goes, and it's shot. And a lot of these older systems now, because of EPA rules, they are phasing out certain coolants.
Yeah, the Freon costs it's more than that. Maybe it's $100 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, that could be $600-$700.
It's liquid gold. And, and there's got to be certain types of coolant that's put in, and certain ones are being phased out, which means certain units are being phased out.
Do you recommend, before we take a break, do you recommend, like, these home warranty companies, depending on who it is?
I no longer have mine. Sometimes during the sale of a home, it can be something where, and there's even a specific pre-printed clause on it in our contracts, where maybe it's often the buyer and seller split the cost of the first year.
Yeah.
You know, $400-$600. And being able to have it for that right after sale can maybe be a good idea, just because it allows for, in the issue that a week after close of escrow, the water heater goes out, people aren't pointing at each other and saying, oh, hey, you knew it was going to go out. No, I didn't. It's a $75 call and you can get it. The trouble is that they are starting to cover less and less and less.
Yes, they are. And I had one that used to cover everything, and now I have another one. And they put a limit on it, like $5,000 worth of HVAC.
And it used to do a full replacement.
Replacement.
15 years ago, full replacement. Yeah. You do that, your HVAC goes out, they come in, they fully replace it. Yeah. Now there's a lot of limitations. Yeah. The last three times we called on our home warranty, they said, we don't cover that.
Yeah.
And since they don't cover it, it makes it tough. But it sometimes can be a good idea in that initial year you buy the house.
Okay, we're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty, and we're going to take our last break here, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Wind River Resort.
Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? The event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Bob. Friday, the 16th of January, 8:50 in the morning. Monday, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect rolling, and it's Martin Luther King's birthday, but we're going to be here. I think they're going to be here, too, because they probably want to talk about different events that are going on in our town. We have a number of guests next week I think you're going to find interesting, and I'm going to publish that on Facebook on Monday or maybe even today. But Cameron Middleton, who is very interesting, from House Realty, sold us our house. Linda took him on Journeys for,
Journeys, yes.
I don't know how many houses y'all looked at.
Oh, I don't, we don't count at that level.
And then she saw another house, and so she grabs Cameron, and as soon as y'all walked in, you realized this was the home of the cat lady. And both of you walked out. And I remember that. Oh, yeah, it's a nice property. Couldn't get into it because the cats were it was odoriferous.
We had to, we walked out the back first. Yeah. Because it was, by the time we got in, that was actually the closest exit.
Yeah.
That we could make. And so we got out that exit, and we spent a lot of time in the backyard, at that point. It was nice. We had a very nice backyard. Had a little acreage. Then we went to look at the front yard, but of course we went around the house. We didn't go back through it. So, and that happens.
I bet that happens more than once.
Yeah, good friend of my wife's. They're going to be selling their house here down the road, and she had a lot of animals. You'd walk into the first house. She had a number of cats, had some dogs, had parrots and birds, a lot of birds and things. But cats in particular can be really. a lot of people think, okay, and this comes down to even renting and having rentals, but they go, okay, they had big dogs. That was a real problem. That must have, but they had cats. No issue. Diantha Reynolds, who was an agent in our office for
years. I remember her. Yeah.
Greatest lady, just the most class of anybody you'd ever meet. And a great agent for so many years. She had a lot of rentals at one point. She had acquired rentals and she said, hey, I will rent to people sometimes with small dogs even.
Yeah.
I don't like the big dogs, but maybe I'll make an exception, but no cats ever. And even with a well-trained cat or a cat that uses the litter box, go into a house with cats, and this is a technique that can be used. Use a black light. Turn the lights off and go around with a black light and see what you see. And those are the types of things. Smokers, cats, certain things in certain houses can cause, and especially ones where people have lived in them for 25, 30 years and now are maybe downsizing. That can be a real impediment to sale. I mean, you're talking about flooring. Sometimes you have to repaint. Sometimes paint won't do it.
Yeah.
There are these certain ionization machines they can use now to try and get that out of the house. But you could be looking all the way down to subfloors.
Wow.
You know, redoing wall. It can cause a lot of problems and really lead to difficulties with the sale.
What we've had lately is we got a skunk. And it comes into our patio by our bedroom, and we got them on our cameras. And then the other night, two little raccoons came in. First time we saw them, but we haven't seen them since. So, you know, I've put a new panel on the door that goes underneath the house, and I go out there and I get back. And I was in there out there yesterday, and I'm just going, maybe I should put goggles on because I find the skunk. Anyway, but there's no skunk in there. It doesn't smell. And then I called a company, and they said, well, we'll come in and do an appraisal or just look at it. Didn't want to go into the house. Well, there could be an animal in there. Well, I'm not going in there. Well, how do you know if there's an animal in there? Well, but we will send our trapper over at $350 for 3 days. No guarantee, but he's pretty good. And I'm thinking, well, we don't even know if we have them. So,
no, and
it's just one of those joys of home ownership.
Oh, and trust me, as realtors, we skunks are a whole other issue. A good friend of mine, Bob Bargioni, has probably the funniest skunk eradication story I've ever heard of. But no, that was really my first time in real estate. This was 20 years ago. My dad had sold a house to a doctor who was moving in from Indianapolis. He actually went to work, I think, for Randall at the time, and he was driving. He didn't have a cell phone. It was 20 years ago. Didn't have a phone. He and his son were driving a U-Haul from Indianapolis to here. They were on their way, but he was going to be 10 days till the house closed. So he needed a place to stay for 10 days. Well, we had to do somebody with a furnished rental in Sunset Terrace that he was going to stay at for 10 days, pay by the day. Everything was fine. The day before he got there, and I can't contact him, the day before he got there, the owner of that house called and said, and this was the first time my father and mom, my dad and mom had been out of town and taken vacation when I stayed behind since I'd gotten my license. My first year, I was a rookie. And the lady calls and says, we have a family of skunks that have nested underneath the house. A family nested. And the house was just absolutely hideous. I mean, you couldn't even get to the front door. You knew it. You got inside. It was just terrible. So obviously I couldn't get this guy. And I just remember thinking, I just took my real estate exam. This wasn't in the book. This was not in the book. This wasn't on the test. What do I do with a family of skunks? And I had to put the doctor up at Ramada with his son. It was a bad deal. Anyway, so yeah, and wildlife eradication could be an issue with a house. One that we see occasionally as well as bats. And getting bats in your attic. Getting things up in the attic. Things that nest underneath the house. But the attic is a big one. Main thing you can do with that, make sure all your vent screens are properly done and get the good ones. It's also good for wildfire hardening, and there's good ones you can get, but make sure they're in there. Bats can fit through a hole the size of your thumb.
Well, you know, I'm underneath the house and I saw openings, it looked like. And so I went around that side of the house and they were up higher than I thought because of my location, but they were all heavy graded.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway. But you want to make sure those screens are secure because, again, getting wild, you know, we get all kinds of ones at our house. We have possums all over the place.
I don't mind possums.
Foxes.
I don't mind raccoons.
Skunks are a problem. Skunks. And, again, bats. And bats can be a little difficult to eradicate. Mm-hmm. Had a client a handful of years ago, had a house in Palisadro. And he had the one of the inspections popped up that there was at one point evidence of bats in the attic.
Uh-huh.
So the buyer then wanted to have somebody sent in. They want to do a second inspection for the bats, make sure there weren't any bats. So we got the bat guy that went in there. We found out there were no bats, but it turns out there are certain bat remedies that are illegal now. And my client, it looks like, used them back when they were legal. At the time, he's since passed, but I forget what it's called, but it's the poisoning that can kill the bats.
It's not like spraying them with gas.
See, no, and I wouldn't suggest that in your attic either. In the attic, that could lead to problems.
Hey, okay, Cameron, thanks so much for being with us. Love House Realty coming on because, real estate is a big thing. We're talking about retaining doctors here in town.
Yes.
That was our first hour. And Reading being a great place, and one of the things is cost of living here. And so Reading has a lower cost of housing here, as we know. So that's real important when you're trying to get new businesses in or have people stay.
And a median home right now is still about $400,000. So, you know, in an area, relative to a lot of other places in the state, the country now, places that used to be more affordable, I mean, that people flock to, that have now gone up substantially.
Astronomically.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, thanks a lot for being here. Have a great weekend, and everybody, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Enjoy yourself. Get all that work done that you need to do before it gets hot, and God bless America.
I got you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.